Get used to this voice.
Hey, y'all. I'm Tommy Tomlinson.
Tommy Tomlinson is the host of a new podcast on WFAE. It's called Southbound. Here's Tommy from the podcast's opening.
So, this is the start of a new thing. A podcast about the South, told through conversations with people who grew up here, live here, and have spent time thinking about how this place shapes who they are and what they do.
I love Tommy's voice. There's power in what he says and how he says it. You're going to get to know a lot of interesting people through Tommy's voice on Southbound, but let's get to know Tommy. He grew up in coastal Georgia on St. Simon's Island with the smells of shrimp and grease at home. His mom worked a shrimp packing line, and his dad ran maintenance at that same seafood processing plant. He says it was a diverse upbringing, but he didn't realize the significance of that until later on.
Where I grew up, it was just the way life was, and you played with kids from different races. You got in fights with them. You hung out with them and made friends with them. Even though it was clear, especially as I got older, that we had different life experiences and that people older than us thought of those things differently, it wasn't as big a deal in my sort of youth group.
Tommy went to the University of Georgia, not quite sure what to do. The law had some appeal, but he didn't want to wear a suit. Then he started writing for the college paper his junior year. A journalism career was born. He eventually made his way to the Charlotte Observer as a reporter, and then there was an opening for a local columnist.
And there was a long process where they sort of weeded out who they wanted. From the time I first applied for it, a year and a half went by before they actually came to me and asked me to do the job.
Wow.
And so that was in 1997.
When we first started talking about doing this podcast, you were concerned about your voice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people listening to you are curious about your voice. And I know you've talked about it some, but what happened with your voice?
Yeah. So the short answer is that in 1993, when I was 29, I was diagnosed with throat cancer. There are lots of reasons people get throat cancer. I was not one of the people who had any of the, like, I didn't smoke. I was not an alcoholic. A lot of the reasons that people get this type of cancer, I didn't fall into those categories. And so I ended up having surgery that removed about 40% of my voice box. I didn't know at the time if I was ever going to be able to speak again, which was a really terrifying thing to have made a life as a reporter. But obviously I was able to talk. I just ended up with this raspy voice that some people find appealing. Some people find a couple of my friends have called me obscene phone caller in training. You know, some people find it sort of off-putting. But this is my voice, and I've had to learn to work with it and live with it. And in some ways, it has turned out to be an advantage. I can't yell across the room anymore. So I'm not the type of person who's going to be in a locker room, you know, shouting out questions or at a press conference, hollering at the governor or whatever it is. I have to find other ways to do my job. And what I've found is that where I am better is in more intimate settings. And just the fact of being close to somebody in a quieter setting brings a different vibe to the interview and makes people think in a different way. And I feel like in a much more enriching and powerful way for the kinds of stories I like to do.
Well, the podcast, what are your goals for the podcast for Southbound?
You know, this is a place of great beauty, of great agony, of great comforts and great contradictions. But I do think there's a place where maybe some of us who grew up here, born and raised here, can sort of talk some of this stuff out because everybody sees it a little differently. That's what I want the conversations to all come around to is how do we process this place that we live in and have chosen to live in? I want to explore why we're here and how we process what the South is like back then and now and how we deal with it.
Tommy Tomlinson, host of WFAE's Southbound podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.